Welcome back to Giovanni's here in Bemidji, our final Beaver Fever Friday of the year. Kel, Schultze, and Kevin, joined by Jessica Riga, the senior from Bemidji State Volleyball. Jess, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
First of all, I know, just like women's basketball, your team didn't have the greatest record. But obviously, a lot of good things came from this year. What will be one of the parts of this season that you're going to take away, and what did you learn?
I took away a lot from this season, actually, but probably the biggest thing was just playing as a team, and we really had a lot of young girls step up this year, and as a senior, that's just the best thing to see. You know, having those girls that look up to you, being able to actually step on the court and do their job, and as a senior, that's exactly what you want to see from your underclassmen.
There were only three of you seniors, yourself, Maddie Filipiak, and Michaela Ness.
Yes.
How close-knit are you three?
We are very close, yeah. It's exciting to, you know, graduate together, and our season was a couple months ago, but we still talk every day and we still, you know, reflect on the season. But now we're kind of talking about graduation and the future, and we just want to see the best for each other. And that's the best part.
What's that first day like after the season ends of a senior career where you don't have to go lift, you don't have to go to practice?
It's bittersweet for sure. You know, you wake up and you're sore and you're tired and all you want to do is sleep. But then it's like the girls get back in the gym and you're not in there. And it's like kind of shocking, like, all right, it's the afternoon, I should be going to practice, and here I am, I got all this free time now. But you know, I got to be in there a lot with them this spring, and I got to travel to a couple scrimmages with them and take some stats and stuff, because I still want to be involved. And you know, that's the best part about still being here and having a fall sport, is that it's not really over. You know, graduation's kind of going to be the exclamation point on, you know, volleyball and school, so that's the best part.
What is your major?
I am majoring in business administration and economics.
So what do you want to do?
I don't exactly know. I have kind of a lot to choose from. I also have an emphasis in entrepreneurship and a minor in fraud examination. So I have considered starting my own business. I don't know exactly in what, but right now I'm working at an accounting firm, and that's been going well too. So I don't know. I don't have a job quite lined up yet, but
right after graduation, you don't need to have everything figured out yet.
Exactly.
So you're from Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm assuming you're headed back home after graduation.
I am not. I'm actually moving to Alabama.
Wow.
Kind of just a fresh start, a new change of pace. That is right up my alley. You know, I came from Arizona up to Minnesota. Like, who knows what'll end up next, but that's the plan for right now. So,
what brought you to Alabama?
It's just a small little beach town down there, and I'm just looking for some warmer weather.
This winter is driving away a lot of people.
Seriously, no one's going to be in Bemidji after this.
If I had my choice of beach town in Alabama, Scottsdale, or 61 below.
I think, one of the first two would be.
Yeah.
No, Bemidji's always the choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Best decision ever, right?
Right, it is.
Looking back on your 4 years and your decision to come to Bemidji State, what was your story? How did you end up here from Scottsdale?
When I was in high school, I played a club volleyball tournament in Minneapolis, and that's kind of where I got recruited. So there are no Division II schools in Arizona, so I kind of knew that I was going to have to go out of state and was totally comfortable with that. So, you know, the distance, it could be a six-hour car ride somewhere closer, or it could be a three-hour plane ride. You know, it's just, that's how it is, and I was ready to accept that, and I came up to Bemidji, and it was just a good fit for me, so I went for it, and 4 years later, looking back, wouldn't change it if I could.
You had to know coming in that the Northern Sun was the best conference in the country.
Yes.
That first conference match, was it still an eye-opener of how good this league is?
It was. You can't really understand just how good the opponents are until you actually are on the court with them. You know, the girls can prepare you, the coaches can prepare you, the scouting reports will tell you their stats are great. But then when you're really face-to-face with them at the net, it's a completely different game. But
I went to one of your practices last year. Coach Ulmer was standing on top of this giant wooden platform. Just drilling balls at people.
Yep.
What's that like?
I mean, it's a little scary as a defender, but you gotta, you know, replicate what it's gonna be like in a game. And there's no way to do that unless he's up on that box and hitting as hard as he can. And, you know, you just got to kind of take it. If you're a blocker, you got to get your hands there. If you're a defender, you got to put your platform out there and just do what you can with the ball. And that's probably what prepares us the best for our competition.
There's nothing like watching that, by the way.
No, I can imagine.
Like, I'd be jumping out of the way of that thing.
Yeah, it's definitely been hit in the face a few times, or, you know, goes off your finger the wrong way and doesn't feel good.
You mentioned you, of course, aren't exactly sure what's going to happen after you graduate. Yep. Is possibly coaching in the future something you might look for?
I've considered it. I don't think right away I would be ready to do that. I've looked at a couple grad assistant positions, but I don't think that's going to be the route I'm going to take. I've actually looked at getting certified for line judging, possibly, just to kind of keep my foot in the door with the volleyball community down there. And, you know, some collegiate matches, or whether it's club tournaments down there, that's something I've been considering. So could be a nice little side job, and maybe not coaching right away, but.
Well, I know this for a fact. Referees do make pretty good money.
They do, yeah.
You're on the road a lot, but yeah.
Yeah.
Alabama, is there a lot of volleyball? I'm assuming like their college has big time volleyball,
yeah.
But
yeah, wow. There's a couple schools around the area that we're looking at. So,
where in Alabama are you going? What's it
we
called?
We are going to Gulf. Sorry, I say we. That's my fiance and I. But we're going to Gulf Shores, Alabama. So the very most southern part of the state, right on the beach there, and small little town, about 11,000 people.
Fiance, congratulations.
Thank you.
When did that happen? After the season, I'm assuming?
It did. It happened over spring break. We were actually in Alabama, so that's kind of the tie there. I don't know.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to ask.
Is he from here?
He is. He's from about 2 hours east on the Iron Range in Gilbert, Minnesota.
Did he go to BSU?
He did, yes.
Did he play a sport?
He did not.
Okay.
Is he bigger than a bread box? Oh, sorry. I thought this was the guessing game.
No.
See,
well,
so
congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You'll always have Bemidji State for that.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
When's the big day? Have you guys set a date?
We haven't. I'm just trying to get through graduation right now and then start planning. So.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll
that's
see.
Exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, in the Gulf Coast of Alabama. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm jealous.
Scottsdale, Arizona in the Iron Range. Let's go live in Alabama.
Yeah.
No,
like a neutral
that makes
location,
sense, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
No. what's maybe one message that you've given the returners for next year?
I think it's kind of just do whatever it takes to be where you want to be, and it's hard. There are days that are really hard, but you have to give it your all, and you have to make the most of it. It's all dependent on how you perceive the situation that you're in and what you make of the situation and the season and the girls on the team, the coaching staff, whatever it may be. You got to control what you can control and have that positive outlook on, you know, the performance that you give, and just encourage yourself, encourage your teammates. And that's probably the biggest thing.
Good message.
Like to say to them.
Jess, congratulations on a great career. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Jess Riga of the volleyball team with us on our final Beaver Fever Friday. We will come back. And a little Beaver football with Isaac Onorud next. Our Beaver Fever Friday finale from Giovanni's right here on the Beaver Radio Network.